And is any joking term you ever heard there?
No.
Would you ever say she got herself
into trouble?
So would you, or she, that's that, all right. So you could say that.
Yes.
And now, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, there's a woman you might send.
Midwife.
And have you ever heard of that called anything else?
No.
What about older people might have called it?
I just don't know.
So you've only heard
midwife.
And if
I'm sure there's other names, but that's all I've ever heard.
What if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father has, and he has the same shaped nose? You say he what, his father?
He favors.
Are there any other terms?
Well, he has features like his father, or he resembles his father.
Well,
but the most common word is favors.
Well, suppose he had the mannerisms and the behavior of his father, but it doesn't necessarily look like him. You'd say he
acts like.
And is there any term you could use disapprovingly? Like if he was acquiring his father's bad habits?
Let's see. No.
You just say he. So you still say
he's just acts like his father, I suppose.
And you could say, if we're talking about someone, you could say, well, she's had a hard life. Her husband died, and she, what, 6 children all by herself.
Raised.
And now, if we're talking about children today and them being wild or something, you could say, well, that's not the way I was.
I grew up or raised.
And
I'm more today, I think you'd say grew up. But years ago, it was raised.
Well, if a child's been misbehaving and you say, well, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
spanking.
Are there any other terms for a spanking?
Tanning. You know, like tanning or whipping.
Well, would that range in severity from one?
No.
They'd all be the same.
Or a good socking.
Well, would it make any difference if you're talking to small children instead of older children?
Well, yes, smaller children, I think you would say a spanking, and if it was, you know, not too severe, you'd say spanking, and then you'd probably say if it was more severe, I reckon you could say a whipping.
And what was some term that one boy might say to another?
A boy might say to another about what?
About what he was going to do to him.
A fighting. Fight.
See, I'm going to give you a good, what?
Give you a good, you mean a sock or lick?
So it would be, I'm going to give you a good sock. So.
Or a good licking.
And it would be a term that you'd use for young boys?
Just young boys.
What about, for doing that to them?
Well, what do you mean term?
Would you say, I'm going to give you a good, would that make any difference if you said, would spanking or whipping, if it was a young boy or an older boy?
No,
Still use those terms? Mm-hmm. Well, what about if it was an adult you were talking about, you're going to do this to? Or he needs a good, if it was an adult that had been misbehaving.
Whipping.
And if somebody's grown 5 inches since the last time you saw him, you'd say, my, how you